goodness. That song sounds like I'm the One by Van Halen.
It's funny that you mentioned that song, because I was going to tell you, I saw a trend the other day about what non-fans of your band think of your band. And Van Halen was one of the examples. And somebody said, anytime you listen to David Lee Roth era, to non-Van Halen fans, it just sounds like comedian Bobcat Goldthwait. Where he's just, and I laughed for like 20 minutes over that.
Oh,
my wife's
my
like,
goodness.
What are you looking at? I was like, you would see it and not get it because you're not a Van Halen fan. You know, she's like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's so true. Like, people go, I don't get that.
I
don't get
that
band at all.
Think about it like that. That is so true.
So now I've just ruined all of Dave's music for every fan. Yep, that's what I hear. That's what I'm going to hear now.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I love that song, I'm the One. And it gives this, again, just sounds just like that. Or it has that same kind of feel, which is awesome.
Ice Cream Man is my favorite of that early era.
One, yes.
Just to start off chilled and then rock out. It's David is best.
Yes. Yes, I absolutely agree. I'm Deacon Halberg, series listening to Beacon of Truth. And today, a Beacon of Truth playlist episode, we're taking a look at the song Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads. This was a song that was released way back in January 1981. That seemed before some of our listeners were even born. But this song was platinum. Back in certified platinum in the UK. It was named on some charts one of the most 100 most important musical works of the 20th century. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame said it's one of the 500 songs that shaped rock and roll music. Rolling Stone placed it on number 28 of the 500 greatest songs of all time. And again, I love this song. And again, as you heard, and you may not have realized this, the lyrics were inspired by actual preachers delivering sermons about different topics of the faith. And this influenced the lyrics of the song. So Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads, but would love to hear from you. What have you done with the second chance that God gave you? So even though we're talking about once in a lifetime, our faith is a faith of second chances and second opportunities to grow even into deeper intimacy with the Lord. And would love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Looking forward to this weekend. Word on Fire, as Bishop Robert Barron continues in his long religious freedom of understanding human rights and the opportunity for us in the advocacy for what does it mean for persecuted Christians? What is that when we pick it apart? How does our faith look in playing and learning of that, and how it strengthens us as we look to others for our heroes? But Sunday afternoon, 4 Eastern, Word on Fire on EWTN Radio.
All right, my friends, Once in a Lifetime. That's the song we're talking about today on the Beacon of Truth playlist episode. This was a song released by the Talking Heads back in 1981. The lyrics were, the music was developed through and influenced by Afrobeat kind of music, Mary McCabe and folks like that. The lyrics were developed by preachers delivering sermons where they're talking about existential crisis and forming of conscience and things like that. So we're diving into that today, but would love to hear from you. Even though we're talking about once in a lifetime, what has God done with the second chance that he gave you? Maybe he brought you out of darkness into the light. Maybe he made a crooked path straight for you. Maybe you thought that, how can I ever come back from this? But God gave you the opportunity. What have you done with it? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Jeff is calling from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, listening on Sirius XM 130. Jeff, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Thank you, Deacon. Great, great program. Inspiring. I graduated from Bishop Hannon High School in 1981, and have had a just a blessed life. But 2 days ago, you're talking about the second chance, and I'm begging God to give me direction, what He wants me to do with what's in front of me, what's left in front of me. I want to do His will, right? And yes. and here's the response. Turn on EWTN. And it was you talking about John the Baptist, the greatest, but the least in heaven, but the greatest. And when he was confronted, he said, he must increase, I must decrease.
Yep.
And it just took such a weight off of me. It put me right where he wants me to be for his own will. So these second chances are every moment. Yeah. I thank you so much for your work. God has used you to do good in the world. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Jeff. And again, I say this all the time, since talking about music today, I'm just the instrument. God is the musician. Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to be a finely tuned instrument in God's hands, as all of us are called to be by our baptism. And so, yeah, so and it's beautiful that you're actually listening to God's voice, listening for how God is speaking to you through the circumstances that happen in our life. What is God saying to me right now at this point in my life, at this stage in my life? You know, how am I going to work with God to get through this? Because sometimes we have a tendency to push God away, you know, but this is actually time to open ourselves more deeply to his will during difficult moments. So, you know, you talk about me inspiring you, Jeff, but you've definitely inspired me and all of us today with your call and your testimony. And so grateful to you, Jeff, for your call today. I'm Deacon Halbrook. Sibbers listening to Beacon of Truth. And today is a Beacon of Truth playlist episode, Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads. And would like to ask, what have you done with the second chance that God gave you? Yeah, once in a lifetime, but we serve a God of second chances, of mercy, of forgiveness, of opportunities. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
You know, I think the thing as I was re-listening to this song this morning is how, especially as, you know, husband, father, just, you know, married off my oldest, like all of the things that have just been going on in my life personally, of just, I love reflective songs. And as this song, you know, lyrically shows, when you really dive into kind of like what Jeff was saying, when you really look at where does God want me to be?
Yeah.
What have you gone through? Even the worst, and I've had this discussion with my brother recently, who's a pastor. I was like, what is the worst thing that you've done that you think you're not worthy to be used moving forward? You think that you've just somehow, you know, you're a snapshot in time, and from here forward, God can't use you. God can't forgive you. It was the worst thing in our own hearts and heads. And yes, there may have been some, you know, ramifications, and there may have been some lost loves or some, you know, friendships that have died or you know, been isolated away. But you still are trusting that God wants to use you. And a reflective person, any time in your life, if you can look at your worst thing and go, okay, God, what am I supposed to learn from that to be the best version of myself now? Because I don't think there's a day that goes by that we can't look at it like this song and go, how did I get here? What were the things that led to this? And if God is all-knowing and he's not rocked by the things that happen in our life, then we don't have to be. We don't have to be defined by those things. You can't change them. You can't go back. But you definitely can go, what can I pull out of it to pass on to my kids when I'm on road trips, or the things that hopefully they noticed by default because they saw me grow or whatever. But you still see God use this. Said, I knew this was going to happen. Here's how I'm making you better because of it.
Yes, I love that. And if we dive into the lyrics of the song, you know, you may find yourself in a shotgun shack. You may find yourself in another part of the world. You may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? You know, and again, it's that kind of that existential, like you look at where you are in your life. How did I get here? You know, and I've done that at certain pivot points in my life.
Yeah.
You know, times where I have to make a like, and I talk about this, of course, leaving my law enforcement career to speak full time. That was a huge pivot point for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember the first time after God came into my heart, and I was the second time with adoration, I was like, how did I get here? Like, how did I get to be sitting in this chapel right now? So I thought about all the things in my life that got me to this point, and now thinking about, okay, how, what's going to happen from this point forward?
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, well, okay, I could look at all the different things in my life, circumstances. Okay, now I know how I got here, but I don't know what's going to happen next. I have to trust God now.
Yeah.
Obviously, God is calling me to something. I don't know what exactly it's going to look like, but I have to prepare myself now, given because I trusted him to get me here to this point. Now I have to trust him to lead me the rest of the way he wants to lead me.
Yeah. Well, and the thing too, and I heard this the other day, and I love it because it really is reflective of this song, in that don't look that, we always tend to talk about legacy, and we think that our past is our legacy. Our legacy is what's in front of us. It's the things we're doing now till the day we die. And then every lesson, every seed, and everything that we laid out in front of us, so that our kids, our grandkids, our, you know, friends, our cousins, our whoever, strangers, they see who we are today. They get something good, positive, spiritual fulfillment, an insight into God's love and understanding, whatever it may be that he's using you for. But your legacy is everything that's in front of you, not what's behind you, because you don't have to explain or continue to apologize for everything you've done bad. Once you've reconciled to God and those he's told you to reconcile to, that's done. It's toss it. And now, okay, because moving forward, the lessons you plan, people don't want to know why you know that lesson. They go, man, Deacon, why are you so wise? You know, I've done some things. I've hurt some people. I've crushed some souls. You know, I mean, we've done some things that we're not proud of, but the human side of us tied in with the spiritual side of us lets us see, okay, well, if my legacy is in front of me, then I want to make sure that everyone that's in front of me and around me in the present is learning from the things that I learned the hard way.
Yeah, that's true. I love that. And again, living with perspective.
Yep.
You know, I love that. Beacon of Truth playlist episode today, Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads. But the question is, what have you done with the second chance that God gave to you? Because we're a faith of second opportunities, of mercy, of forgiveness. And again, as we just saw in the lyrics to Once in a Lifetime, well, how did I get here? So I'd love to hear how God got you to the place where you are now. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And remember, you can text us your question as well. 833-1-833-288-EWTN. That's 1-833-288-3986. Deacon Bill is calling from Mobile, Alabama, listening on Archangel Radio. Deacon Bill, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Thank you, brother. This is a great show. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. So great to hear from you today.
Yes, sir. My little story is I was a Marine for 22 years, active duty, and married pretty much the whole time. My wife and I tell people, you know, we weren't criminals. We're not living our faith, just kind of meandering through life full speed, I guess, but not with God's path. But then when my daughter was born, through pretty much miraculous circumstances, long story, but praise God, I realized when I held her that I had to take care of her, not just financially, physically, but spiritually. I had no idea what to do, but I knew I was born and raised a Catholic, so I went back to the faith, my second chance. I hit the catechism hard, scriptures, talked to priests. And by the time I was retired from the Marine Corps, I wrote my archbishop a letter about inquiring about the diaconate program. I was able to, you know, get formed and learn how to discern not just what Bill wanted to do, but what did God want me to do. And that's where I got my second chance. I've been ordained a permanent deacon 13 years, trying to help spread his message.
Oh, praise God, Bill. That's awesome. That's beautiful. Congratulations, my friend. That's fantastic. And again, you know, and I was very much in the same place where you were when I held my daughter for that first time. Like, you know, because I thought, because I was in a monastery before, I think I was going to be a monk and a priest, never thinking I'd ever be married. And now I'm holding this child, and just that you're so right. That sense of responsibility. You know, not just financially, but spiritually, you have to take care of this person, and, you know, physically, emotionally, and you're thinking about, you know, what am I doing? You know, it's like, again, how did I get here? You know, but you are here, and God will give you the grace to be able to to meet any challenge that comes in your way, as long as we can keep our hearts open to trusting Him and doing that with our spouses and doing it as now as ordained ministers in the church as deacons, I think is a beautiful witness to what can happen when you open yourself deeply to God, to God's love, that God of second chances, the God of those daily miracles. You know, it's not always in the huge supernatural miracles. It's often those everyday miracles that God speaks to us in a deeply beautiful way. Thank you for the awesome call, Deacon Bill. And please be assured of my prayers. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're talking about on the Being the Truth playlist episode, Once in a Lifetime. Great song by the Talking Heads. And but the question we're asking is, what have you done with the second chance that God gave you? Yeah, once in a lifetime. But we are serve a God of opportunities, God of second chances, God of forgiveness and mercy, making crooked ways straight. How did you get to where you are with the second chance that God gave you? 833-288-EW10. That's 833-288-3986. Ed is driving somewhere in Pennsylvania, listening on Sirius XM 130. Ed, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hey, Deacon, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, my friend. So great to hear from you.
Yes, I spoke with you when you were asking what does Easter mean to me, all right? And we were talking about Psalm 37, verse 5, right? Commit thyself unto the Lord, trust in Him. And then today you had mentioned what did He do to take you out of the darkness and into the light. But now if you look at Scripture, Psalm 37, verse 6, right? He delivered me out of darkness and into the light, right?
Yes.
So He restores my soul, right? Give me a new start, right? So what I see is like with the water underground, Jesus is our living water. You know what I mean? He is our river of life. You know what I mean? It's like the big house, the fancy car, all of that stuff. That was something that I've always wanted. And then I just had to say, God, what do you have best for me? You know what I mean? And I become content with what God has given me. I work a good job. I have a happy house. You know, a nice home, a beautiful wife, the pet, good vehicles. So, but yeah, when He delivered me from the drugs and the alcohol, and I committed myself to Him, you know, it's just a refresher, you know. And when you talk about like how the different preachers and stuff talked about that, when I think about what Jesus was reading about a message in Matthew, building your house on the rock, you know, and not in the sand, because when the waters come, the winds come, they knock it down. Well, with Jesus, we're not getting knocked down. You know what I'm saying? And He's just given me that peace and that joy. And at work, not every day, but there's a few of us, I get the opportunity to pray before we start our day. And I get guys coming up to me saying, hey, thank you for that prayer. Hey, can you pray for me? I need help, you know? So from one time being a drug dealer to being a prayer warrior, I mean, I don't think it gets any better than that. You know, our rewards are in heaven, not here on earth, you know? And so that's pretty much what I got.
Oh, what a beautiful call, and what a wonderful testimony. I mean, you live this song. We're talking about this song today. You are a living example of it. So just to touch on a couple of things you said that were so beautiful, Ed. First of all, you talk about when He encountered the woman at the well. So He was in Samaria, and Shechem was the capital of Samaria there, and He was near Jacob's well. And he asked for a drink. But He wants to give her that living water. So when you talk about the chorus of the song, letting the days go by, let the water hold me down, letting the days go by, water flowing underground, into the blue again after the money's gone. Once in a lifetime, water flowing underground. It's that living water that God wants to give to us. And so what you've done, Ed, and what we are all called to do is draw from the wellspring of that living water that God has given us, that water that flows in baptism, the water that flows through all the sacraments of the Holy Spirit, to draw from the wellspring of how other people in our lives bring us that living water of God's love. And we have to draw from that well, draw from that source of water. And it's that nourishment that gives us that second chance and the courage and the strength and the fortitude to move forward in faith, which is exactly what you've done. And it's so funny, Ed, because I'm not sure if you realize this, but today's readings is exactly the readings you were talking about. You know, if Jesus talks in Matthew's gospel, if you those who listen to my word are those like build their house on the solid rock. The winds came and the rains came and the house stood firm. But those who don't listen to my word are those who build their house on sand. The wind comes, the rain comes and knocks the house down, and great is the fall of it. You know, we need to build our faith on the solid rock, that solid foundation. Here's the interesting thing. Typically, water erodes a foundation. Right. And so you don't want water in the foundation of your life, but we want the wellspring of God's water, that living water in the foundation of our life, because that's what's going to strengthen and build us. And you are living proof of that, coming out of drugs and alcohol to be the person you are today and bearing witness to God's love and sharing that witness with others. Ed, you are truly an inspiration in living out the lyrics to this song.
Yeah, and actually, if you jump down into where he talks about water dissolving, water removing, there's water at the bottom of the ocean, under the water, carry the water, remove the water, bottom of the ocean. Like, it's just an overflow. So I love the tie-in of thinking about it from a living water perspective, that God always gives us an abundance. He always gives us more than we ever need or ask for. And with that, there's always going to be more to replenish when we think that we're going to run out.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. It never ends.
Right.
It's a never-ending stream of God's love and mercy that he wants us to draw from. And he always gives us access to it. We are the ones that sometimes walk away from that water.
Yeah.
We're the ones who sometimes don't want to drink from that wellspring, because that means that living water will change us.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't want to change. Yeah. You know, it says, under the rocks and stones, there is water underground. So the rocks and the stones that prevent us from getting to the water, God wants to remove those obstacles so we can have full access to his mercy, the stream of his merciful love. I think about the divine mercy image with those rays coming out of the heart of Jesus, you know, flowing into the world. You know, like I said, water flowing underground. So it's not just on the surface, but under the ground as well. So in those deep, dark places of our souls that only God can see, his water touches us even there.
Yeah. You know? Well, and, you know, the catch hook of this whole song is same as it ever was. So if we talk about it from a perspective of faith, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we don't ever have to worry about how much we change or the world changes. He is the same. And he knows how to meet us where we are. He knows how to go before us to lay foundations and open opportunities and kick doors off hinges. So we go, oh, that's my path. Or in if you want to talk about it in water terms, follow the stream. Where's the stream taking you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And again, and allow yourself to be carried away by the stream of God's merciful love.
Right.
Right. That's the key. You know, and we got a text message here from our good friend of the show, Anthony, who's a frequent caller and listener to the show. This is JoJo's dad calling from Toms River, New Jersey, listening on Sirius XM radio. Unfortunately, he says the once in a lifetime message that we are sending is about what is going on to the people of Venezuela. And do you know, Ace, why I don't watch television? You know what's going on there? What he's referring to?
At this moment, no.
Okay. Well, whatever's going on, obviously we're going to be praying for our friends there in Venezuela. He says, my dear girlfriend Betsy wants to comment on today's topic of second chances. Please take a moment to pray the Lord's Prayer for the survivors. Oh, earthquake. Okay,
oh,
earthquake
that was from victims this morning. Of Venezuela. Okay, yes.
Yeah, Betsy and I shall pray along with you. And then there was just an earthquake in the Philippines as well, not too long ago.
Yeah.
This is the tragedy of suffering for those who lost their loved ones. However, for the survivors has been given and blessed a second chance. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, my brother. All right. Thank you so much, Anthony. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's say a quick prayer for those earthquake victims. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Amen. All right. Tomorrow's a Word of God Wednesday, Friday edition, as we talk about the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. Now, remember, you can stream today's show by visiting Podcast Central at EWTN.com/radio. You can always catch EWTN, all the great content, on the EWTN app as well. And my friends, until we're together again, please be assured of my prayers for you and your family. And may Almighty God bless you, keep you, and protect you. The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.